Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Should a man always pay? Pay for the first date, pay for the dinner out, pay for the movie. If you're gonna take a woman out, is it your job as a man to pay? Now, that may be a bit of a loaded question, and I know a lot of people, especially in the United States, maybe over in England, over in Canada, maybe even down in Australia, it's been something that is brought up by the news media. You hear this story, this horror story of a guy that takes a woman out having a great time. He opens the door and he pays for her, and she just goes off on him that somehow there's an inequality issue. Guys, I'm not really here to get deep into that. Instead, what I wanted to share with you are 10 opinions that I found out there on the web, and really pay attention to who these opinions are coming from, because the answer is there isn't a direct answer. If you are dating a woman who has an issue with this, I would say figure that out pretty quick. And then if you're interested in pursuing that relationship, then yeah, maybe you want to actually go along with that instead of starting it off, you know, it off early. But if you are a very traditional guy, I have to admit that I was raised by my aunt to have certain way. I mean, literally, if I know I'm going to take you to a restaurant, I've already been there. I know where the bathroom's at. And I've just checked to make sure I'm not taking you to a place that is going to be embarrassing, because I can control that. So those are things I'm trying to control. I realize I always make sure that I got money on, you know, and not nowadays I don't have an issue, but when I was dating, let's just say I had to make sure that I had money on that debit card, because I didn't always have a whole lot of funds. So I would have cash as a backup in case I'm worried that my debit card wasn't going to work. But those were things that were in my control, and I felt that, you know, I asked this woman out and I'm going to show her on a good time. So that's another thing, is who invited who. I always look at that. If you are invited out on a date and it's the woman that's inviting you, it would be something you should be open to letting her pay for. It's something that she encouraged you and brought you out. Doesn't happen all the time, I know, but I know many of you guys are your lady killers. You've got just women asking you out all the time. So in that case, I would say be open to it. Also, is it personal or is it business? Just because she's a woman and she asks you out, or you ask her out, but it's a business meeting, well, in that case, it would probably be more open to keeping it 50-50. But if it's your business, be prepared to cover it. I know whenever I take someone out to a business meal, I always try to cover. And in general, when it's a business meal and I'm with friends, I am of the type of, I now I'm doing well enough, it's not an issue. And I like to show gratitude to people. And I always say, you know, it's thanking them for their time, thanking them for just spending the time with me. I don't want ever put anyone in a situation. And so that's what's gonna be interesting here. Now, don't force the payment issue. And probably one of the better manners to have is for it to be decided before you even order the food, especially if you're at a restaurant, because you sometimes have interesting situations where it's just an acquaintance, you're out with her, and maybe she likes to drink, or maybe you like to have quite a few drinks. Drinks can knock the price up. She's drinking water, you've had three beers or three drinks, and hopefully you're staying, you know, you're just gonna have to walk upstairs and be able to walk home. But the point is that your part of the bill is gonna be much better. So in that case, yeah, I can see not even splitting, just saying, hey, I want this split out because I don't want you to have to pay for my drinks. But so of these 10 women, 7 out of the 10 did say and did agree that they think a man should pay. What's interesting is they all had different reasons. And the 3 women that were against, I thought that it was interesting because they would, you know, when I read, you know, how they were described, I kind of would have guessed based off of their stance and who they are and their beliefs that, yeah, they probably would go down that way. And I'm not saying one is right, one is wrong, because there are just too many different people out there with different belief systems. But I would say that if you take a woman out and you want to pay, you offer to pay, and she flat out tells you no, you know, that you shouldn't, and she gives you a straight reason, and you do pay, you maybe get a little bit sneaky there and you go pay, and she has an issue with it, maybe this is a good sign that you shouldn't go out with her again. Maybe there are many other things that you're not going to agree with this person on. So the first person we'll bring up was the dating coach, and her advice was that a modern man should take kind of the old school approach and that he should just pay for the meal. And her thing is, you know, hey, this may sound like a bit archaic. It may be a little bit, you know, some of you guys that are really tight on a budget, you're not going to like this. But she really felt that a woman, you know, it's something maybe they're taught by their fathers, taught by their mothers. But in the back of their mind, they are testing you and they're looking at, hey, does this guy have old school values? And is this, you know, is he going to do the right thing? Which for them, whether it be right or wrong, is oftentimes covering the meal. If you don't do that, she said that, hey, you could be at risk to getting friend zone. I don't know if I agree with that, but I definitely think that, you know, that's a valid point. The next one was a journalist. And she talked about how if her take was, if you ask him out, you pay out. So her thing was, whoever asks the person out should pay fully. So if a woman, you know, asks a guy out, it's her job. But if a man does, if there's a little bit of an issue here, then go ahead. You know, she sees nothing wrong with a man actually, you know, stepping up and paying. It's been done for her. But, you know, that was her thoughts on it. Next up, we've got someone who was identified as a sex blogger. And her take was to go 50-50 every time. So her thing was that, hey, I make my own money and I don't want to feel awkward. If I offer to pay half, I want to pay half because I don't want to get frustrated arguing with this guy. It's my money and I want to spend it how I like. I don't want to feel patronized. And, you know, that was her take. Now, me personally, I kind of disagree because she went on to say that, you know, paying for the other person implies that you think very little of yourself. I disagree with this. I mean, if I'm paying for my mother's meal, do I think less of her? No, I just simply want to give, I want to thank her. It's something I would want to show. My mother for, you know, many, many years paid for all of my meals. So if I'm taking out a woman, it's for me, not that I'm patronizing her. It's simply, I know that this is a oftentimes societal norm. I want to thank her for spending time with me. I realized that oftentimes when I was dating women, they were very attractive. They were very sought after. And it was something that, hey, I just wanted to make this something so that she could come in and out because the meal isn't really the point. The point is she's taken the time to make an evaluation and I'm evaluating, is this someone I'm going to want to spend more time with? So next up, we've got a comic. And her take was, I thought that, you know, kind of made sense. She's a funny person. She said, don't forget who on average makes 19.7% more. So yes, when it comes down to it, traditionally, and when we look at the demographics, we look at the data, men make more money on average than women. And in my home, I know we've got a traditional home. I'm the breadwinner. So it is something that, hey, there is that little bit of expectation. You know, the old school chivalry is fine with her. And, you know, if you're going to split the bill, yeah, they can talk about it, but she's looking for, and she expected actually anyone she would go out with, probably to go ahead and cover it just simply because of, hey, that's what guys do. So you can see, you know, we're in the year 2017, and it's going to be 2018. Maybe some of you guys are listening to this, but yeah, people still have a belief of the way it should be. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. So we've got another person. Her take was, or she was known as she was an actress and a model, AKA the glamour girl. And her take, a man's got to spend to impress a girl. Straight up, she, and this was a woman coming in, she's a model, she's sought after, she was a TV personality as well, is that, hey, it's going to put her off if a guy wants to go half and half. And she's actually probably going to tell him, and she's not going to go on another date with him. The man needs to have table manners. He shouldn't talk about themselves too much. And he picks up the cost of the meal. That's just the way it goes. So if you're out there and you're looking to date a glamour girl, someone maybe that's an actress or someone that is, you know, is very sought after, I would say that, yeah, you probably want to look at paying for the meal. So next up, we've got a person who identified themselves as an academic in feminist theory. So already we can probably guess she is against. You see how I can make quick assumptions like that. But her thing was, don't try to buy a woman. And I think that I get her point. And I think that if you are spending the money thinking that you are entitled to anything, that's where you're wrong. And I think that's where a lot of women have an issue with this, is that men think somehow that they, because they've spent money, they are entitled to access to the woman. And nothing could be further from the truth, guys. Whenever you spend money, you buy a woman a meal, you take her out for a nice movie, for a date, you are not entitled to anything but simply, you know, the company that she decides to give you. Now, I will tell you that there is the law of reciprocity. And if you give, and if you maintain a level, I think, of professionalism and of friendliness, and she likes everything that she's saying here, that, yeah, there is a, you know, going to be an openness to maybe give back, perhaps, you know, a first date, I don't know, maybe a kiss, or, you know, maybe more for some of you guys that are, you know, maybe a little bit lucky in that respect. But the point being is, don't feel entitled. So next up, we've got a woman who was identified as a weightlifter, as an athlete, and her take, it's up to the guy to make a gesture. She's not going to force the issue. And this is a woman, obviously, that's in great shape. She's probably more muscular and maybe can deadlift more than many of the guys that are taking her out. But she's paying attention to the gesture, to the offer. And yeah, it may be something that she notices he wants to pay for it. But she felt, you know, I don't really want to see this guy again. Maybe he's not, you know, my type of guy. And so she would opt to pass on that, maybe would opt to go half and half. But what she's looking for is the gesture. And I think that definitely is an important point. So next up, we've got a reporter. She's basically saying that you should pay, but for the right reasons. And again, you notice that they're looking not just, it's not the act of the payment that's important to women, but the reason that you're doing it. And I think this is important, like, because it goes to other things about manners, like opening a door. I open a door for women, yes, but I also open doors for men. I open doors for people that simply have their hands full. I open doors for children. I open doors for people because it simply makes their life a little bit easier. And if I can pay for a woman's meal, just to acknowledge that I really have enjoyed my time with her, it was just so great, I would love to see her again. I want to make her day, her night a little bit lighter. I don't want her to have to worry about, you know, her credit card getting, you know, number getting stolen in the restaurant or whatever, double charging her for something and having to check her bill. No, I want to take all the worry off of her because I simply wanted to thank her and to show her respect for going out with me. So yeah, make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. So next up, we've got a writer, and she is a feminist, a pundit, and she is saying it shouldn't matter. And her thing is, I can't believe the idea that anyone should pay by default, according to some tired idea about gender roles. And is it still actually a thing in 2016 or 2017? The issue with this, and I didn't really like this answer, because it makes an assumption that everyone is on the same page, that everyone has the same type of upbringing. And you can't pay people generally. Yeah, the media may say one thing, and there may have been a declaration, and many people may, you know, may have an issue with it, but still, there are different opinions. I mean, if we just look at it, you know, it's interesting. I think at our last election, you know, you have so many people that were shocked about what happened in the United States with Donald Trump getting elected. And I'm not looking to take this thing political, but I am saying that, like, well, you know, I know a lot of people that voted on both sides. And what's interesting is they refuse to see that there are these other people on both sides who are in pain and are voting in this direction. And both sides felt that they had assured victory. And unfortunately, you know, when there is a winner and a loser in an election, the other side is going to be shocked. And that always, it's like both of them had a, I think, a very equal chance to win. It should matter but it does. And that would be my response, because it does matter to a lot of people. And if you're, I get it. I would agree with the earlier point about trying to make the gesture. Finally, they have, and straight up, guys, we found some information where they talked to a porn star about this. And her take was that insist on going all the way, fellas. And so here's an experienced woman, but you know, still she is she's a woman that has her opinion and is bringing it forward. And she insists that guys, hey, look to make it easier for the women to pay when they can. Yes, she could pay and she could split, but she really appreciates it when a man covers her bill and is taken her out. So guys, there you go. 7 out of 10 said yes, that a man should pay. And if I looked at the general population, I would say that is going to be even higher, especially in different parts. Now, it depends. If you're in New York City, maybe pretty common to go 50-50. And you may not even be held against you. But if you are in Des Moines, Iowa, yeah, it's going to be a bit different when you're going out with a woman. And if you want to impress her, I would say in general, she's going to be a bit more conservative. Now, if you're dating a girl in New York City who is from Des Moines, Iowa, and just recently moved to the city in the last year or two, it would be something that maybe you want to know that and therefore offer to pay, because she may be turned off by that guy who was born and raised in New York City, and she's just aghast at, you know, his manners and the way that she's being treated. And he walks away, thought he had a great date, and he never gets a call back. And I think, again, guys, getting to the point, the whole purpose of taking her out is not about the meal. It's not about the movie. It's about making a decision about this person that you're engaging with. Do you want to see them again? Do you want to get closer and form a deeper relationship? And making the gesture to offer to pay for her meal, to open doors, to pay for her movie, I think is perfectly fine. And if somebody has an issue with that, well, I guess that's just a shortcut to make a quick determination that there wasn't a great fit in this relationship to begin with. All right, guys, if you want more, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode 66. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.